Imagine yourself in a beautiful, sun-drenched garden. A soft breeze caresses your cheek. The energy of nature surrounds you and enters every cell of your body, regenerating you. And you notice a soft intake and exhaling of your breath, in tune with nature, breathing in the sweet oxygen, letting out that which is no longer needed by your body. Continual refreshment and nourishment of your body. A soft breath of life. This garden is the most pure and loving part of your soul. The real you. The special, secret garden that life cannot harm. In this garden you generate your highest, most beautiful self again and again. From this safe and beautiful place, you look out through an archway into your life. And from your safe and sweet place, you look at your life with wisdom, observing the loved ones who have come to you and gone. Remembering the gifts they have given to you and the gifts you have given to them. Some of those gifts have been disguised, for they are the gifts of knowledge, and they may have come in hurtful forms to show you who you are and what next you can learn. Whether sweet or sorrowful, all these interchanges have been gifts for you. You are observing your life. Tenderly, you accept all that you are, all that you have done, all that has happened to you as part of a beautiful journey of transition and learning. And from your garden, looking out through the archway at your life, you can see that all is good, because it has all brought you to this garden. It's all brought you to peace. Peace with yourself. All is good. And with self-respect, you can say, no matter what, I have loved to the best of my ability. loved to the best of my ability. Sometimes fear and pain have wrapped themselves around my heart. And sometimes I've managed to unwrap those dark forces and free my heart. All is well within my heart. All is well in my garden. For it is here that the real me can meet with the real God. The real God. The being for whom the most important quality in life is love. The one who never stops loving. The one who has never abandoned me. Although sometimes it felt like that. Why would you leave me when you are love? You know my story. You've been near me all the way. You're my secret companion. You give me the gift of your peace. I know you. And you know me. You know the essence of my heart is to give love. To serve where I can through love. You know that's not always been easy for me. I feel no judgment from you. No sense of you feeling that I should have done this or felt that. That's not part of you. That's why I love to come and be with you. Subtly communicating with you through the language of feelings. I enjoy some peaceful time with you. Continue to call upon you in my moments of challenge, sadness, or despair. I call upon you to help me go beyond these feelings, back into the beauty of my garden, my real self. Breathe in a deep breath and smell the fragrant flowers of the garden as I let the breath slowly out. Breathing in again and out, I feel a soft breeze caressing my cheek. We all have a garden, which is our real self. Sometimes all I can see of others is weeds and thorns, or polluted wastelands. We all have a garden, which is our real self. Remind myself of the garden where I can be with God. I am refreshed and ready to make my life as beautiful as the garden I have visited.